Hello, everybody. This is my second take because I dropped the phone during the first take because I was looking for a lighter, a specific lighter, actually. And the phone fell on the ground, so I decided to restart it. Anyways, we just finished doing CBG 77, which was our Super Nintendo retrospect, which I think we're going to call Did Freddie Mercury Play Super Nintendo? You'll have to listen to the show to find out why it's called that. But I'm very glad the way it went down. We had four seasoned experts in the 16-bit era, and it was good. We went an hour and 50 minutes, pretty much. Almost an hour and 50 minutes on this one. It was like 1 hour 49 seconds and something else. Sorry, 1 hour 49 minutes and some odd seconds. I forgot how many. But yeah, it was a long show. It's a long show. And but I'm very happy with the way it turned out. I'm going to listen to it tomorrow, along with everyone else, when they listen to it. But for now, I'm going to hit some mystery weed. This is new. It's definitely different than the last one I had, although I got it from the same person. But I'm going to find out how different right now. Wow, that was a huge hit. Chocolate aftertaste. Interesting. I don't know what this is. I have no idea what kind of potency is in it. What I do know is from shredding up a little bit, you get a lot. I got quite a huge hit there. let me just finish this off. Wow, you can puff big clouds with this one. All right, let's let that settle in a bit and see what it does. It definitely, it tastes semi-harsh. Doesn't taste that harsh, though. It's not the harshest pot I've ever had, that's for sure. The one that I got last time is very close to taking that spot. I'm feeling it in the head right now a bit. But I'll have to wait and see until the full effect kicks in. I don't know what it's going to do. Looking at the ashes, dark gray. Oh, it's not like the last one I had. The last one was black, and there was barely any ashes left in that one. This is a hybrid. Definitely sativa dominant, though, which is good. I'm not sure if it's going to make me creative or what it's going to do. It's a tad odd. Maybe it's just a creeper. I'll have to wait a few minutes for it to fully do its thing, so to speak. It's almost like I'm thinking, did I get anything from that or not? You know? Not quite sure how I feel about this one. I would probably have to do another audio boot on it just to see, you know, what it tasted like, what it felt like, and whatnot. That's really what it needs right now. So that's going to be the name of the show. Episode 77, Did Freddie Mercury Play SNES? And that's partially an inside joke, which is very terrible. But yeah, I can't wait to listen to this. This is going to be fucking awesome to listen to this one. Besides, I like having Phil on. Despite the fact that him and I don't see eye to eye on a lot of issues, I still like him. I think he's a very cool guy. But we have different opinions on a lot of things. But I guess maybe that's another reason probably why I like him so much. But, yeah, I'm so happy that Vic came on the show today. I was very glad that he was able to make it. Fuck. Oh, I'm pretty stoned, but I'm very relaxed. Like, I'm very mentally relaxed. Like, I'm not like an indica, but just like, you know, like, hey, man, just mellow out, you know. Like, that kind. That's pretty much what it feels like. So yeah, originally I had suggested to H-Bomb that we call this episode I was going to call it CBG Special 001. Because it's like, you know, this wasn't a regular episode. This was just, you know, it was part of something bigger. It was basically part of a special series. It wasn't part of the regular show. Because we didn't follow our traditional show format. So I said, let's call them specials. But then he made a good point in saying that, you know, our N64 retrospect was on episode 64. Our, you know, there's meaning to it. You know what I mean? And you know what? That's true. Okay, he's got a point there. He does have a point there. And so we're just going to put them in with our regular CBG. So what we're going to do, hey man, we're giving our fans two shows this fucking week. You know why? Because we love them. We like our fans. We don't have that many yet. But you know what? It's starting to pick up. It's starting to pick up a bit. You know, there's progress. It's slow, but you know what? There's progress. And you know what? As long as there's progress, I'm happy. And I'm very glad the way the show has turned out. Like I said, I was pretty close to quitting. Because I was just done with having to edit the fucking show. I was so sick of that two-track editing. It wasn't fun anymore. And you know how I think, and that's, you know, if it's not fun, then why are you doing it? And thing is though, is then Brandon came in and I started utilizing his method of recording. I figured I'll give it a shot. You know, I'll give it a shot, let's see what it's like. And Lord and behold, it worked great. I mean, it took us three episodes to work out. It took me three episodes to work out all the kinks. But once we got it working, man, it was awesome. And then at that point, Brandon emails us and just offers us a spot on the show, on the website. And we're like, fuck, we can't say no to this. This is awesome. I mean, we get to keep all our stuff. You know, we're all responsible with it and whatnot. And it was awesome. I was so shocked. Like, I couldn't believe it. And there we were, just like, oh my god, we're actually going to be part of a site? Just like that. And we're going to have our own slot, and we're going to have the ability to go live. You know, that was the other thing. I was like, wait a minute, we can broadcast live? That's fucking awesome. This weed makes you very chatty and very, very reminiscent. It's definitely the pot doing that. But yeah, anyway, so yeah. I remember the first time we broadcasted live. That was the fucking shit. Not a lot of people even, like, Brandon taught me how to do all that stuff, like I say all the time. It almost sounds like I'm gushing. Sorry. But yeah. Sorry, I'm just writing up the title here for the show and the RSS feed. I usually do the RSS feed first, then I copy the description into the MP3, I save it, tag it and everything, and then I upload it. While it's uploading, I finish writing the post on Gamer Hub, and then subsequently, I launch the RSS after the file uploads, I immediately launch iTunes, check if the file downloads. If the file downloads, it's the right size and everything. Then I publish it. I publish the article, and then I verify everything, proofread it, make sure I have everything in there that's correct. All the links are pointing towards the right direction. And then I test it out, and then I tweet it. And then it just goes everywhere after that. That's typically, and that's what I'm doing right now. Sorry, I gotta write this up here. Actually, well, I'm gonna pause it. Hold on. And I'm back. Man, that weed really makes your voice rough, but it's definitely a head high. No mistaking about it. It's definitely a head high. I'm about to, I'm uploading the show right now. I'm just making the article here, the post on the blog. And I don't know why this site takes so long to load. Because none of my blogs load that slow. But I think maybe it's because it's hosted in Europe. If it's hosted in Europe, then I understand. And then I know what's happening. I think that's what it is. I think it is. It's in Europe. And then that's understandable. There's nothing you can do about that. It's just the long distance. Features. But yeah, so this will be up in a little bit. I'm not sure if I'm going to do more of that or if I'm going to finish the old one first. I think I'm going to finish the old one first. That's what I'm going to do. Anyways, until next time, toodles.